So we can see from this short illustration that a lot of people, or everyone, knows the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, but we don't understand the value of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. In the beginning of the class discourse, I did mention about the importance of chanting Hare Krishna. The main reason for this is indifference, or we can call it as not appreciating the value, which comes from inattention of the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So if we want to get the full benefit of chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, which is much valuable than the touchstone, okay, touchstone can just touch something and convert it into gold. But the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra can give you love of Krishna, can liberate you from the cycle of birth and death, can give you, you know, all happiness, everything that you always wanted from this material misery. So the main offense, there are 10 offenses to the chanting of the holy names of Krishna. One of them is to be inattentive while chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So I'm just going to look at some techniques which we can use for overcoming the inattention of chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Switch off your mobiles. I'm really trying hard to remember what I need to say. So how to deal with inattention? The first and the foremost technique is we have to pronounce the Hare Krishna Mantra clearly. So how many words do we have in Hare Krishna Maha Mantra? Those who don't know, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is there in the corner there. So how many words are there in the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra? 16. And then there are three words or three names which constitute the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare, Krishna and Rama. How many times Hare comes in the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra? Any more answers? Okay. How many times Krishna comes in the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra? And Ram? Okay. So we can say that the Hare Krishna of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, Hare is the most important word. I'm not going to go into the meaning of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra word by word. I would just say in short what Prabhupada says is we are asking the energy of the Lord to engage us in the service of Krishna. So that is the meaning of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. We don't need to understand there are a lot of meanings, and there's a whole book about the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, different meanings of the Hare Krishna Mantra. It will take effect just as the medicine takes effect. We don't know what's in the medicine. So when we take a paracetamol, we know that the paracetamol is there, whatever the constituent of the medicine is there, but we don't know the exact each component and how does it affect within our body and like that. So similarly, this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, we just need to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So coming back to the point of the numbers, Hare is important in the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. But sometimes when we are chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, we are in rush. And what do? Say Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. So when we are chanting, we don't clearly pronounce the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. We don't clearly pronounce the Hare part of the mantra. So it is important that we clearly pronounce the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. What does that mean? Is that when we are chanting, when we have finished saying Hare, and when we have finished listening to the Hare, then we go to the Krishna part. Then we start again Hare, Krishna, and like that. So we have to listen to each and every naam from the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So in our history of acharyas, the Namacharya, which is Haridas Thakur, Srila Haridas Thakur, He is called Namacharya. He used to do 3 lakh rounds or 300,000 names. He used to chant of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra every day. 300,000 names of Krishna every day. So it is mentioned that that is his Namajap. That is about 192 rounds. It is not mentioned that he used to do 192 rounds. It is mentioned that he used to chant 3 lakh names. So we also have to chant the names. When we are chanting, we have to be very attentive to the listening of each and every name within the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, offering proper respect to Hare Hare. So when we are chanting Hare Krishna mantra, we have to offer proper respect to Hare. Hare is Radharani. Without the mercy of Radharani, we will not get Krishna. So we have to offer proper respects to Radharani. So when we are saying Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So clear, the pronunciation has to be clear. Sometimes devotees, or even when we are not attentive, we sometimes miss or skip the naam within the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So we have to be clear, we have to clearly pronounce, we have to listen to each and every, hear each and every Hare Krishna Maha, each and every name from the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. The second is attentive hearing. So attentive hearing, like when we are watching television, I mean, a lot of devotees don't watch television, but let's say if someone is watching television, so all his energy is focused, everything just comes near his eyes, and he's just watching the television, completely absorbed. If someone disturbs him, then he gets really frustrated and angry and says, "Don't disturb me." So like that, when we are chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, all our energy should be focused on what? Ears. So everything should come here, and we have to try and absorb the Hare Krishna Mantra fully, 100% of it. Like I said before, when we are clearly pronunciation and like that. So we have to try and listen to each and every naam from the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So that is attentive hearing. Also, Harinam is not a potency of Krishna. It is said that Krishna is non-different from his holy names. So that means it's Krishna himself who is coming when we are chanting Hare Krishna. Krishna is a person. God is a person who has feelings. If we invite someone, and if he comes, and then if we don't give him proper respect, and if we do that again and again and again, then that person will feel offended and that person will not come. So similarly, when we are chanting Hare Krishna, we are inviting Krishna. Krishna is coming, and then we are looking somewhere else. We are inattentive, we are doing something else like that. So if we continue doing that, then our chanting will be just a mechanical sound. You know, people living next to the tube station or airports, they don't really hear the planes landing or the trains going all the time. But someone who just comes to that place, who says, "How come you're living here? It's so noisy. All the time the trains are going, planes are landing every 40 seconds or whatever." Because their mind has programmed itself in such a way to ignore the repetitive sound. So we have to deprogram our mind that it hears the Hare Krishna mantra and it doesn't consider the Hare Krishna mantra just as repetitive sound which is going in the background. So it's important. Also, the third technique is in the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is we have to chant with feelings. If you see, you have a tape recorder, you put the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra tape recorder on, and the tape recorder chants Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. So when the tape recorder tape recorder is a mechanical device. On itself, it wouldn't get any benefit from the chanting, from that cassette playing on it like that. We are human beings, we have feelings, so when we are chanting Hare Krishna, we have to put feelings in the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Krishna is called as Bhavagrahi. So, you know, he's looking for our emotions, the feelings of love, so like that. So when we are chanting, we have to put those feelings in the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And Prabhupada, in his explanation of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, he tells us what feeling we should have. The feeling we should have is the feeling of helplessness, just like a child cries for mother. Doesn't mean that we cry when we are chanting. We have to get that feeling of helplessness. Also, we have to remember when the child is crying, it's not just pretending to be helpless. There is actually this helpless mood. The child is looking for the mother. He's crying in separation from the mother. So we have to imbibe this mood of helplessness, and there has to be intensity in the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, there are two kinds of the chanting of the Hare Krishna Mantra. One is lip deep and another is heart deep. So when the chanting is coming from lips, it's called lip deep. When the chanting is coming from the heart, then it's called heart deep. So we have to, when we are chanting, we have to chant in such a way that the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra comes from here and not from here. Only that kind of chanting will attract Krishna's attention. So that's why we have to. So these are the techniques. Also, in the Shikshastakam prayers, it is said that Ainanda Tanuja Kinkaram Patitam Mam Vishame Bhavam Budhav, that I'm drowning in this ocean of material existence. Please pick me up and put me as the atom in the lotus at your lotus feet. So that should be our mood, that we are drowning. Let's say I'm crossing the railway lines. In India it's very, very easy. Here there are a lot of rules and restrictions and lots of compounds and like that. But let's say I'm crossing the railway line, and just while crossing, the line changes and my feet get stuck in the railway line. And now I cannot move, and I'm trying desperate to move my feet away. And then suddenly I hear a train coming, and these are the last few minutes of my life. Then would I be still looking at the newspaper or reading the notice boards or seeing what someone else is doing? No, these are the last few mantras of my life. I will desperately call for Krishna. So I won't be doing other things. I will be desperately calling. So like that, none of us know how long we are going to live in this material world. No one knows. So we should think that, not think, it might be, we should think that today's day could be my last day. Today's 16 rounds could be my last 16 rounds. So we have to put all our energy in chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. We have to focus, we have to hear the Hare Krishna Mantra very clearly. Only then it will give the benefit of chanting. It will give some benefit if we chant inattentively, but then we won't make tangible advancement in the process of Krishna consciousness unless we chant the Hare Krishna Mantra very attentively. Just briefly, I would like to summarize what I said about everything. So first we discussed about the importance of chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and then we looked at the different techniques of dealing with inattention, which involves clear pronunciation of the Hare Krishna Mantra, attentive hearing, chanting with the feelings, and then there is one more thing which I would like to mention, which is very basic, but it helps a lot. That is the praying before we chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So before we start the chanting of the Hare Krishna Mantra, we have to pray to our spiritual masters. If we are not initiated, then Srila Prabhupada is our spiritual master. Even we are Prabhupada, our Shiksha Guru, because of him. We are in this process of Krishna consciousness. So we have to pray to our spiritual master. We have to pray to Srila Prabhupada. We have to pray to Namacharya to give us some taste for chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, to imbibe the mood of humility. And then we have to pray to Panchatattva, and we have to pray to Harinam Prabhu. Only then we will be able to chant Hare Krishna properly. In one sense, no mechanical adjustments or any kind of physical measures can we chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra properly. Krishna's name is compared to, it is said that Krishna's name is Golokera Premdhana. It is not some material substance. It is a spiritual substance which is coming from the spiritual world. So if we want to really experience some pleasure or something, then we have to pray at the beginning of the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Lot of times we feel very nice when we have finished 16 rounds or whatever number of rounds which we are sticking to. We should be feeling happiness because we are associating with the source of happiness when we are chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. We feel nice when we wake up from sleep. So our japa should not be like sleeping. So we have to strive to engage our mind in hearing the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So with that, I would like to conclude whatever I have to say, and I want to ask if anyone has any questions, comments, or suggestions. He's asking if about the time at which the chanting should be done and the place where the chanting should be done. Best is if the chanting is performed at Brahma Murta, which is 1.5 hours before the sun rises. That is the best time. That is when the mood of goodness is strong, and it's easy to focus and hear on the holy names of Krishna. So, and the location, ideal, it would be in the association of the devotees. If it's not possible for you to come to the temple, you can make your home at the temple. Make sure that the environment around is devotional, something that will induce you to remember Krishna more. So location is, ideal would be temple. If not, then you can be anywhere. As long as the surroundings don't distract you from hearing the Hare Krishna Mantra.
You had a question?
Was Ashanda Prabhu, one of the disciples of Prabhupada, said in one lecture in Russia that we enough to say Panchatattva Mantra once. But we chant this mantra in the beginning of any round.
Mm-hmm.
How many we should do?
Okay. So the question is that some devotees say that it is just enough to chant the Panchatattva Mahamantra. So when we are chanting on the beach, so when we begin the chanting, we start with the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, we start with the Panchatattva Mantra, and then we just continue. So we don't break in between. Okay, some devotees say that we should, it is enough to just chant once. Another says that no, we should chant the Panchatattva Mantra at the beginning of every round, right? That's the question is. I don't see any harm in doing the Panchatattva Mahamantra at the beginning of every round. I don't know the Shastric, you know, what's written in the Shastra, what the rule is, but for myself, I don't see the harm or in chanting the Panchatattva Mantra at the beginning of every round. Because when we are chanting the Hare Krishna Mantra, we are committing some offenses, like I was saying before. So, Panchatattva being very merciful, they forgive. When we are praying, that's what I was saying about the praying, they forgive these offenses and give us some little taste for chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So, that's why it's okay unless...
My understanding, it could be corrected, but my understanding is that Srila Prabhupada chanted at the beginning when he would start and when he would start at the beginning of each round. That's what I've understood. But at the same time, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, in the Adi-Deva, it's described that we could chant the Panchatattva Mahamantra all day long. And there is no harm. So we can chant rounds of Panchatattva Mahamantra, obviously, but the point is that you know, Srila Prabhupada did do it at the beginning, but it's. I asked that question also once, and it was described that there's no harm, as you said, to chant before each round, but that's not necessarily the prescribed way that you know, we're taught by Srila Prabhupada as by his example, but there is no harm in doing that either, so.
Thank you.
Yes.
Does that answer your question? Okay, so those who are here for the first time, or those who know, don't know, I was going to get to the point, but so when we are chanting the Hare Krishna Mantra, the first thing we do is offer respects to Srila Prabhupada, which is called Prabhupada Pranati. If you see, you can get a small book called Temple Sandal, and that has the Prabhupada Pranati, and that has the Panchatattva Mantra. So it goes like this. So Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshitarine. That's Prabhupada Pranati. We are offering respects to Srila Prabhupada. And next is the Panchatattva Mantra. Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya. It's written here, Panchatattva Mantra, just behind those speakers. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar, Sri Vasadi, Gaur Bhakta Vrunda, and then we start the Hare Krishna, then we start the chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Yes, please. Mantra for
to worship Tulasi, to glorify Tulasi. Do you know any mantra special for Tulasi before?
That's the one which we sing probably in the morning. Vrindaya Tulasi Devai Priyaya Keshava Shicha Vishnu Bhakti Pradi Deva Satyavate Namaha. So we are offering respects to Tulasi and we are praying to give us bhakti for Krishna. Like that. So different techniques, whatever works for you, but the main point is that you know we have to strive to improve the quality of our chanting. Now, for those people who haven't started chanting yet, who are not chanting, then they should take from this class they should take that yes, this is the time I need to start chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So But those who are already chanting, they have to look at the different ways by which they could improve. We could improve the quality of our chanting. So we cannot be under illusion that one day some light will, you know, come out from Radharani's hand or from Prabhupada, and one day my chanting will be nice and I'll be chanting pure name one day. I've been waiting for 15 years or whatever. It hasn't happened. It may happen sometime. But, you know, we have to put conscious efforts in the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra properly, and then we will, you know, we will feel that something is happening when I'm chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna.
Sorry, I thought you were going to mention that it's the mantra of Vishwakarma, mm-hmm. which is often described also as Krishna himself in the form of calendar. This is how the Eastern calendar takes care of the extra days in the year. And it's a very auspicious time, it's very spiritual. And it's explained that whatever effort you make in Krishna consciousness on your spiritual path, Krishna will fulfill it. Krishna fulfills all your desires that you have in spiritual life. Specifically, you just have to make an effort. So those who are not chanting, that's what you said, but you just didn't mention, if you make an effort to start chanting now, Krishna will help you to maintain that. And those who are chanting, if you want to increase it or increase your attention, just make an effort and ask Krishna for help.
Thank you, Brother. That's good, yeah. Yeah. Hare Krishna Prabhu.
Towards us, because Krishna really wants us to come back to home like God.
Yes.
He loves loving relationships with a variety of devotees. Also, I wanted to make the humble request. I'm here visiting from the Bhaktivedanta Manor Temple. If there's anybody amongst all of the devotees here that is going back to that area of Watford, please get in touch with me.
Thank you, Guru Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. So
one more point on the auspiciousness. Sorry.
Yeah.
Because you mentioned at the beginning that today is a very
strange to me.
So at the beginning you mentioned that today is a very auspicious day, because we came here and Krishna is here, the deities are here, they give us bring auspiciousness into our lives, and not because of the Notting Hill Carnival. But what we are going to do tomorrow, today everybody is busy with the Sunday Feast program, we'll go and take the auspiciousness there, because that's what we are here for. That's why Krishna gave his mercy. He is allowing us to be instrument. So anybody who is here, who can walk, who can open their mouths and chant, it make it even more powerful and even more auspicious, and Krishna will reciprocate even more if you come tomorrow with us to Notting Hill, where people are engaged in all sorts of activities which have got nothing to do with Krishna. So we take the Maha Mantra there tomorrow in the form of Harinam. Radha Rondanishwar probably will do this wonderful service to Lord Shiv Shri Radha Rondanishwar Jagadabandhir Subhadra by starting Kirtan at 12 o'clock outside the temple. And then there is a group of people, a good number of people together, we'll go by bus. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you. Thank you very much. We'll do question answer. We are getting late for feast. Devotees might not like if I keep on talking and delaying their prasad. So we'll do question and answer session upstairs in the seminar room from 6:15 until 7 o'clock. And at 7 o'clock, we will have Sunday afternoon. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, everyone. So I would like to thank Maharaja Sringa Prabhu very much for this wonderful class. Apart from it being exceptionally informative and a wonderful reminder for all of us the importance of chanting, it was also very entertaining with the drama in the middle, which kept everyone alive and inspired and awake. So please let us express our gratitude and appreciation of Manu Sringapu, also his good wife, was here. I think she's disappeared. She's taking care of their young child. So, and also Guru Chaitanya Guru and Dr. Double, we can thank them by chanting very, very loudly three times, Hari Bol.
Hari Bol! Hari Bol! Hari Bol!
So Maharaj Sringapur mentioned that this class was an introduction for those of you who aren't chanting. So anyone who is interested to start chanting, then we request you can go up to our shop. There are many deeds, there are many books about chanting, so you can take that up. And for those of us who are chanting, then we can, from this day forward, try to take it more seriously. Because you just don't know what's going to happen. Recently I was with a young man. Last Saturday I was with him and his family. We were doing a program, and we were talking about chanting and the importance of taking things seriously. And then one week later, I get a phone call, and he's in hospital with possibly lymphoma, and he may even leave his body very soon. So you may think everything is okay, and I think this is Yudhisthira Maharaj who explained the most amazing thing in this world is that we all see people leaving, passing away around us, but we don't think it's ever going to happen to us. And the fact is, unfortunately, we don't know when it's going to happen, so we should really take seriously the path of spiritual life. And the process of chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is given in this age of Kali Yuga as the process for perfection. So we'd like to encourage everyone to please take this chanting seriously. And if you can, start today. Why not? As we've heard, it's such an auspicious time and occasion. So thank you very much, Maharaj Sringapuru. Very wonderful class. Grace Maharaj Sringapuru came. So a few announcements. As Erzsébet Mataji has mentioned, tomorrow there'll be a big Harinam procession to Notting Hill Carnival. I'd like to encourage devotees to please come along and participate and attend. Take auspiciousness into that event. This month is Purushottam month, so you can do some extra chanting, perform some extra devotional service. And leading up to the 23rd of September this month, which will be a very auspicious occasion. Anyone here knows what that auspicious occasion is? Yes. All the ladies raised their hand. Yeah. It is? Rastami. Srimati Radharani Ki. So this will be the appearance day of Srimati Radharani. So this is Lord Krishna's eternal feminine consort. And we'll be celebrating her auspicious occasion. This has been delayed by just over 3 weeks, 3 weeks this year because of Purushottam Mas, so she's keeping us very much in anticipation and also giving us a break after Janmashtami. So we'd like to invite everyone to please come to that festival on the 23rd of September. Just a quick question, is there anyone who's here for the first time? It seems like there might be a few first time persons. Okay. So I could just ask a few of you. What's your name?
Leonardo,
like Leonardo da Vinci.
Yes.
Leonardo. And where are you from, Leonardo?
Italy, Milan.
From Milan? Okay. And how did you find out about the temple today, Leonardo?
Because I'm with my friend and he explained to me something and I was impressed.
Fantastic. You have a very good friend. Very nice. You're very fortunate. Thank you for bringing it. Thank you for coming. Someone else raised their hand. Anyone on the ladies' side for the first time here? Yeah. What's your name?
Sarita.
Sarita. And where are you from?
India.
Where?
Mumbai, Pune.
Okay, Pune. Okay. And then how did you find out about the temple?
My landlady, she is a regular
listener. Is she here today?
No, she's not. She's not well.
Okay, but she mentioned to you and you came.
Yeah.
Very nice. You're very fortunate to have rented a place from this landlady.
She's more Indian than me.
Okay, very nice. Thank you. And someone else over here. Yeah, what's your name?
My name is
Devdutt. Devdutt. And where are you from? America. Okay, I recognized your accent. And how did you find out about the temple
today?
Well,
I watched the program on Apple TV.
Okay. Wow.
So we are on the way to India.
Fantastic. So you stopped by. Okay. You're a regular watcher on Mayapur TV. Yeah, for anyone who doesn't know, we have cameras here in the temple, not only so that we can watch everything that you do and make sure you don't do anything wrong, but right, actually, the classes are broadcast every day, and you can go to Mayapur, mayapur.tv, or you can go to our temple website, iskan-mandan.org, and you can watch morning classes and also other classes during festival days, and Sunday feasts are broadcast, so you can tune in like that. Okay. Thank you. So also, we'd like to invite anyone who would like to come for tomorrow morning's Srimad Bhagavatam class, which will start at 7:30 a.m. We'll have a very special guest speaker. His name is Solanis Bhakti Vidyapurna Maharaj. He's based in Sridhar Mayapur in India, and he is an exceptionally knowledgeable, learned personality, and he'll be in London in different places over the next week, but he'll be here tomorrow morning, Monday, and also he'll be with us again on Friday morning. So we'd like to invite anyone who could please come along for that. We'd also like to thank all the other first-time visitors to the temple. Those of you who are here for the first time, there's a young lady greeting guests outside. She's not coming to the door right now, because she's busy greeting guests. But if you go and speak to her, she has a little gift for everyone who's here for the first time. So we'd like to appreciate your effort in coming for the first time. So you can go and speak to her, and she'll give you a little gift. Also, anyone who would like to be kept informed of different activities, events, festivals, or VIP speakers and guests who are coming, then you can also give her your email address and information, and we'll be happy to try to keep you in touch with everything that's going on here. Okay, thank you all very much for coming. I would like to express my appreciation and gratitude to all of you for taking time out of your busy schedules to come here and be with us. We're very honored and fortunate that all of you are here. And now we're going to serve the feast, which is a moment that all of you have been waiting for. So we'll do that both here in the temple and also downstairs in the restaurant. So first we'll say the prasadam prayer, and then we ask those of you who will take prasad in the restaurant that after we finish, you can exit through the door at the back here nearest to Srila Prabhupada. We kindly request, please, if you could refrain from exiting out of this door as we'll be bringing the prasadam, the feast, in into here. And those who will stay in the temple, you can sit nicely in rows. After the feast, Mata Sringapur will be doing questions and answers upstairs from about 6:15, something like that, until 7, so you can have an opportunity to ask more questions and get some very nice answers. Okay, thank you very much. We'll say the prasadam prayer now. Thank you again to Mata Sringapur. His grace, Mata Sringapur, ki jai.
Shriya avidya ja, jurendriya taheka, jive pehle vishay sagre, kaya madhye jivati, lobha moish gurmati, ake jeta kushna samte, krishna bodo daya maan,
Hare Krishna. So now we'll begin serving. So those of you who are taking the restaurant, you can exit through this door and just wait patiently. And those who are going to take